The Atlantic Rotary Club is asking parents, students, and community members, do you know a teacher who deserves recognition for going above and beyond the call of duty? If so, you can submit their name for nomination as part of the 4th Annual Rotary Club of Atlantic Outstanding Teacher Award. The award, designed to recognize excellence in education in the Atlantic Community Schools, can be given to any certified full-time teacher who spends at least 60% of his or her time instructing students. The teacher selected will receive recognition at a school employee event and will also receive a $3,000 cash award. The award may be used to enhance the educational resources of the teacher, further the teacher's education, or for any other purpose which the selected teacher deems appropriate. And as mentioned, this is the fourth year for the award. For teachers to be considered for the 2017 award, completed nomination forms, including letters of support, must be received by Friday, April 21st. Nominated teachers will be evaluated based on their skill with students, classroom management, parent communication, peer interaction, and community involvement. Teachers must be nominated by three individuals. They can be current or former students, parents of students, co-workers, or any combination thereof. Forms were sent via email to all current parents from the Atlantic School System in March. Hard copies of the nomination forms may also be picked up from any school administration office, and completed nominations may be dropped off or mailed to the First Whitney Bank. Attention Ted Robinson, Post Office Box 271, 223 Chestnut Street here in Atlantic. The Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office in Atlantic says, in recognition of National Work Zone Awareness Week, the Iowa DOT wants to bring attention to the 2017 construction season for the Council Bluffs Interstate Improvement Program. A public open house meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 18th from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Council Bluffs Interstate System Improvement Program's office, which is located in the Mall of the Bluffs, Suite Number 750 in Council Bluffs. The public is invited to attend and discuss the upcoming construction activities. Iowa DOT staff will be present to explain the impacts to people traveling on the interstate and to local businesses in the areas of Interstates 29 and 80 in Council Bluffs. Now, there are two short presentations planned for 5:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. again on April the 18th, and the public may join either presentation. The meeting space is accessible as also for persons with disabilities and those who cannot attend the open house. An online meeting will be held beginning April 18th, and that can be accessed by visiting the project website, which there's a link for under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com, and then clicking on the meeting link at the homepage. Now, the 2017 construction projects in the Council Bluffs area include the East System Interchange of I-80-29, the Dual Divided Freeway, West System Interchange of I-80-29 and I-29, U.S. Highway 275 and 92 interchange. An update will also be provided on the ongoing environmental study and preliminary design alternatives for the I-29 I-480 West Broadway project. Also in the news, officials of the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency are asking residents with address markers to make sure they're visible from the road. The Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert says the spring cleaning time nears and you go about cleaning up your yard and sprucing up your buildings, you should go about also making sure that your yard marker, the rural address marker, should be bright and clear and visible from the road. Emergency responders, especially at night, depend on highly visible house numbers, street signs, and rural address markers to properly locate you. 911 dispatchers will confirm your location based on your address and map location. If you have any question about where your house number should be posted, check with your local city authorities. And for rural residents, the marker belongs alongside your lane in the fence row. If the fence line is too far from the main road, place your marker out of the right-of-way close enough so that emergency responders can see it. And if your Shelby County Rural 911 address marker has been damaged, lost, or otherwise is not readable, contact the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency at 712-755-2124. There is no cost or replacement address markers. Cass County Public Health is celebrating National Public Health Week now through April the 9th. Beth Olson is the Director of Public Health for Cass County.
The theme this year for National Public Health Week is to create the healthiest nation in one generation. And when you think about it, that's a pretty big goal, especially when you look at, you know, the United States ranks like 34th when you look at life expectancy. Mm-hmm. But I think that making healthier habits just one day at a time, focusing on just you and your own family and what you can do to make each and every day that you live a little healthier, I think we certainly could reach a goal like that if we all contributed.
Among the activities this week to help meet that goal is the walking school bus program for youngsters that begins at several locations each day starting at 7:30.
And we have volunteers all around town. We have five different locations that those kids can walk from, and they actually get a little prize every day for helping walk with us too.
Another option is a coordinated walking event that'll take place at the Schulberg Recreation Area on Thursday, April 6th, from 11 a.m. until 1:30 p.m.
Enjoying the whole time. If you really want to walk a long ways, or if you just have, you know, 10, 15, 20-minute lunch break, we'd be happy to have you come walk a lap with us as well then, too.
Registered nurse Linda Edelman with Cass County Public Health coordinates several programs for all ages, especially with regard to children. The Child Health Program, she says, allows vouchers to be given for children under the age of 5 who have no other source of insurance. Vouchers are good for one regular well-child checkup, and she also makes sure the levels of lead in children are low in a coordinated effort with parents.
And that just means educating the parents, talking with them. Maybe even if it's high enough, we go into the homes, investigate and look to see if we can find out where we might think that the lead's coming from so that they can get that level down. High lead levels is a cause of developmental delays, and those developmental delays are permanent. They do not, it can be physical, it can be emotional, and it does not reverse. It's not non-reversible. So we need to keep the lead levels low in these kiddos.
And older residents, she said, should have a well visit annual exam, and that's where CCHS Family Planning Program comes in.
And that's for men and women that we see between the ages of 13 and 50. And we do physical annual exams on them. We do lots of education for men and the women. We can also do birth control if they need that. We do STI testing and STI treatment. That's sexually transmitted infection for those that don't know that.
For those without insurance, CCHS does operate the program on a sliding fee schedule. They also offer maternal health education, resources, and referral. Linda also plays a large role in an annual mobile flu clinic. To learn more about Cass County Public Health or ask questions about their programs, call 712-243-7546. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.